Well now, look who stopped into my tavern today. Please, have a seat, gather around, and let me tell you a short tale. This is a tale passed down in my home country, from father to son and to son after that, and to the occasional daughter, too. It's a tale of chivalry and righteousness, and one that I'm completely not making up as I go along. You see, long ago in our country, there was a legion of men who called themselves the Waifu Alliance. Each one of them, when they'd come of age, would find a waifu from the thousands of stars in the universe and pick one to be their very own, faithful until the day they died. Every single boy found a waifu this way, except for one. There was a young Anonymous who didn't go by a name because he had good taste, but he simply could not find a waifu no matter how hard he tried. He attempted all the usual places, Madoka, Naruto, he got stones thrown at him for that one, even going so far as to search for basic Josei anime even, but alas, no matter how far across the land he looked, he just simply could not find one for him. One day, he sulked by the river, and a small sprite came out of the water. The sprite said, "My son, I am the strongest. If there's something you need of this land, ask me, the Fairy of Ice." Now the boy was stunned. He never thought that such a cute girl would come to him. But he said, "Well, there is something I need, O Great Spirit of Frost. Could you tell me where I might find a waifu to suit my needs? I have tried high and low, from the greatest of seinen anime to the absolute worst of shonen shit, and I have been completely and utterly at a loss. Could you help me find my waifu?" The great Fairy of Ice pondered for a moment, and she said, "All right, I have a lineup here, the 9 finest muses in the land. Pick one, and that one, by instinct, should be your soulmate." Now the great Ice Fairy snapped her fingers, and from the lake ascended 9 beautiful muses. Nikos and Honokas and Makis and all the others. The boy was stunned. Each one of their beauty was radiant and impossible to deny. But he closed his eyes and he thought about it, and he said, "Give me Honoka." Now the fairy said, "All right. If you've chosen Honoka, I'm sure she's the one for you. So, close your eyes and have faith in me." And the boy did. He closed his eyes and suddenly felt himself slipping into the cold, but warm, somehow, vestiges of slumber. The next morning, he woke up on his bed and turned over and was surprised to find Kotori. He looked out of the window and he screamed, "Ice Fairy, you fuck, you are off by one!" And that's how the boy wound up with the wrong waifu. The end.